This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, everybody. I'm a mother, father, woman.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap is right.
We were at Winterland last time we saw you, and Avril was amazing. So she comes out and she just all the hits, everything you want to see. She owned it. Like, felt like kind of an old school rock show. And I was like, I actually feel bad for Kesha having to follow her. Like, she was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Avril has way more hits than Kesha, right?
She's got a ton of hits. Kesha comes out and blows the back of my head into the wall. Like,
she was good.
She was amazing. Like, I was thinking, I'll stay for a couple of Kesha songs. Like, that'll be great. Stay for a couple of Kesha songs and head on home. We stayed till the very end. She's like,
you did?
Yeah. She goes, all right, here comes my last song. I'm like, we really do need to leave now. Like, we need to get out of that garage before the crush starts. She just owned that. I mean,
good. She
was amazing.
I saw some video people posted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's filthy.
Oh, yeah, she is filthy.
Like,
well,
wow,
the first song
great.
Was that Mother Bleepin' Woman, and she killed that thing. I was shocked.
It was
shocked.
The greatest opening song of all time. Like, it was
nice.
We all just were like, yes. Well.
You got to pull that song.
Right.
Like, you can't.
Yeah, there's no half-assing, I'm a mother, father, woman.
Can't phone that in.
No,
she nailed it, too.
She really did.
So, yeah, Winterland, thanks for everyone. Thanks to everyone who... This.
But she said all the words.
She said all the words. She said them loud.
And she had them on the screen behind her twice.
Yeah. There was no question what she was saying. The children were horrified. And everyone else was like, all right, this is great.
I'm sure the children loved it.
I'm sure the children.
But the mothers were horrified. Yeah.
And the fathers. The mother, father,
we told them, right?
We did. There's no question.
I also went to the other station's
Not
show.
So Silent Night?
Mm-hmm.
Friday or
Friday?
Saturday?
It was Saturday night.
Mm.
So I had a crazy weekend of out, you know?
Yeah.
When do we go out?
Never.
So there we are on Saturday night. It was pouring
Friday was the big storm at my house, not Saturday.
Well, Saturday cleared. This is what I'm saying. Okay. Saturday, we leave the house. It's pouring. Oh. It sucked. I'm like, I don't even know.
Mm.
Should we even be doing, you know? And I'm like giving her the, you know, all right, we'll eat. And then if we want to go home, we can go home. It's fine.
Sure. Giving yourself all kinds of outs.
Right.
I hear you.
We go into the
totally with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. We go into the restaurant. We have... And this is, you know, look, this is our thing because our kid has been sick, so we haven't eaten.
Y'all are on
There's
a
no
diet.
No good food at your house.
We haven't eaten in a long time, so we both had steak and lobster. And
nice. That's what I'm talking about.
Woo. We just went as crazy as we could, and she had, I think, a couple glasses of wine.
Vinny.
Yeah,
all
right. It was nice. And then we come walking out, and the rain has stopped.
Mm.
And I'm like, I guess we're going to the show, right?
Yeah.
That's a sign.
And it turned out to be great. I was...
Who was playing?
So we walked in on the Raconteurs.
Oh, wow.
And Jack White was ripping. But it turns out he's not really the singer in that band. So while there he is on guitar going off...
Oh, I would have assumed he was a singer.
No.
That's funny.
So there's this nice gentleman...
Who isn't Jack White.
Pleasantly singing the songs.
Mm.
Whatever. They were fine. The 1975 was awesome.
Where was the show?
SAP?
At SAP, which is, for the record, easy parking, easy in and out. We parked within two blocks of the venue.
Oh, it's crazy.
Walked
it's
right
a good
in.
Venue. It,
we walked right in, walked right to our seats, sat down. I'm like, this is perfect. We're going to get out of here easy, too.
I mean, not that you're looking forward to the end.
No. I mean,
we're getting home.
Believe it or not, we stayed. I wasn't planning to stay, and we even had, like, you know, some of the people there were like, hey, where are you? Get back here. Come backstage. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Rebecca gave us good seats is what's wrong with me. I'm perfectly comfortable right here.
I'm watching the
show.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying
this. I didn't
come
here to hang out backstage.
Phone off.
Right.
So, yeah, we had a good weekend out.
Excellent.
Pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Maka was there to watch the kids. And
oh,
more.
That's nice, yeah.
Nice, sure.
Yeah. Oh, and more like she stayed with you the whole weekend?
Well, yeah.
Did she drop her bag?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that's it's okay. But, you know, one of the things that I'm, look, I love being in a family and this is fun and whatever, but why has everyone got to be in the kitchen at once, goddammit?
That's like, where there's, everyone
there's
goes.
The gathering
tiny
spot.
Tiny little paths.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll just wait. I'm going to wait. I'll come back. There's no coming back. The minute you walk in, someone else walks in, and then they're...
That's where it all happens. Heart of the home.
Damn, man.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that you have a backflow problem there because you've got a good counter, you know? Usually the counter is key. Mm-hmm. If people can be overlooking the kitchen without actually being in the kitchen, it's generally pretty helpful.
I don't know. We have a little dining room.
Yeah.
Off the kitchen.
A little eat-in kitchen kind of a...
Well, no, the dining room's like the main, the room you never eat in, right?
Oh, you have
a real dining room that no one uses.
Right.
So I think it was Saturday. I go, all right, I get my cereal and my coffee, and I go into the dining room, and I'm alone. I shut this door behind, and I'm sitting there. One, two... Three. The next thing I swear to God, the next thing I know, everyone is sitting around me. The missus, we should open these blinds. I'm like, I don't get it. Why?
Because you're there.
I know, yeah. But I was just
because you're in a family.
I was just
a family dead. Gathers together.
They like each other.
Family gathers.
You had to see it. It would have been. It's like out of a stupid movie.
Even close the door behind.
I know. Yeah.
There, he could hide.
Grumpy guy who just wants to eat his cereal walks to a spot where no one is to sit down and have his breakfast, and then
you
next
can picture him with his. Hand
100%
like
right, like it's a test he's taken that he doesn't want anyone else to look at his answers.
Or he's like at the jail and covering his bowl so no one else will have it.
I'm just trying. Oh boy,
just trying to be alone, man. I love being alone.
I just wanted a minute to, you know, but whatever.
Yeah.
So let me update you guys on something, and then I want to hear
all
about it.
I'm dying to hear this. I didn't know if you would share.
Well, I want to because I've already shared too much. So, you know.
We're all following the saga.
Right. Yeah. So if you hadn't heard, my daughter spent the entire month of late October and November super sick.
Right.
Like bleeding from the inside and putting it in the toilet, like sick. And we've been freaking. And she's been having incredible stomach pains and... the doctor initially thought that it was Crohn's. And so we've been freaking, and I didn't even know what Crohn's is. And if you look it up and if you dig a little deeper, you find out it's torture.
It's like, not good. It's lifelong. It's terrible.
You can manage it, but it's not, you don't want it.
You don't want it.
It's not a diagnosis you want. So anyway, we've been through blood tests. We've been through a bunch of stuff on Thursday,
yes.
When I left here,
yes.
We call the doctor and they're like, "Oh, the test results are in, but the doctor's not." So, and I'm like, "Okay, this is cruel. We've been waiting for a couple weeks now. Yeah. We really need to know what's on those results. I'll have him call you as soon as he gets in." So, okay. Friday night at 5:15 is when he finally calls us back.
Oh, my God.
Not even the next day, but late the next day.
The end of the next day.
Right. To tell us that the Crohn's test results were negative.
Oh.
So
it's still a mystery, but at least it's not Crohn's.
But that's even that is like we're cautiously relieved.
Well, that is it's a life sentence.
Ben. Mom and dad were careful with our celebration because clearly you can get false negatives,
absolutely,
false positives.
Sure.
So we're not trying to, and I don't want anyone with it to think that we're thinking down on whatever.
No, it's tough. Anybody who has it or knows someone who does, I mean, that is a tough diagnosis.
I hate
to say. I've
been
thinking about it nonstop.
We're praying for food allergies, but that's what, honestly, we're hoping for. So.
Has she had a history of...
No.
Yeah, I just feel like she's like the picture of health, this little girl.
Uh-huh.
Remember her at your wedding? Just like... Just
not a care in the
without
world.
A care in the
right.
world, like, just like a little girl
like,
should be.
Exactly.
A little human.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. So, anyway, we took her on Friday to a new she's a doctor.
Yeah.
A medical doctor. But she does food allergies and nutrition. Mm-hmm.
So, this was before you even knew whether or not it was
right.
definitely Crohn's. You guys had already set up an allergy appointment.
We're doing this.
They do the arm scratch thing up and
they
down the arm.
They do the blood prick on the finger.
Okay.
And then they take the blood and put it in...
Oh, for reactions.
Different things, and I don't know how exactly they do it all, but I know that this is a doctor that is not on insurance.
Oh, yay.
So this will cost, would you like to pay now or make payments? I'm like, ooh.
Whoa, payments?
Oh,
a layaway plan for my little girl?
We paid it, but it was, there went mom's, you know, nice Christmas
her
present.
Bonus,
there,
yeah.
Where were moms ever, you know, like I was just all, well, there's that. I mean,
yeah,
oof.
Right.
Thousands
oh
up
my
front.
Oh, God.
So,
and then how long till you get the results of that?
Couple weeks.
Mm.
But we've, right now, we've stopped the bleeding and we have.
That's great.
It's so great because it's one of those things where your kid's in pain and you just go, I can't.
So she's been okay. You've pretty much cut everything. She's eating the blandest of bland foods.
Dude, last night I made a tomato marinara, I guess you'd call it, mm-hmm. with nothing, just plain as could be. And then we had those zucchini noodles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Have you had those before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all right.
They're fine.
Sure. They're not pasta.
Well, you...
But they're like pasta. They're like pasta adjacent.
You're still hungry, put it that way. But, you
well,
know,
you've only eaten veggies. You've only eaten tomatoes and zucchini.
I just wanted to leave the table, so I just went, I'm going to bed hungry. Bye, everybody.
Go order a pizza.
Yeah, deliver it to the upstairs room.
I didn't do anything. I just went, I'm going to do the dishes and leave.
I'm going to tap out.
But so that's the latest, and I don't mean to wear everybody out with this, but I know I brought it up.
No, believe me, people are very concerned about this. That was probably the most frequently asked question at Winterland of all things. Did Vinny find out? I'm like, I don't know, and he didn't volunteer anything, and I'm not going to go ask him for you.
The truth is, I hadn't. That's we. They didn't.
I know.
He hung us out. He hung us out hard.
Did you get asked?
No, actually, people were very polite, and I'm grateful for that because I had no good answers, and... Frankly, I did just want to have a minute with the missus.
I love her so much. Like, it's so nice to see her. And knowing everything that you guys have been going through is just like, you know, I just kind of was watching her to make sure she was having a fun time.
Yeah, we had fun. It was nice to get out. And you know, it's nice to see everybody. The main problem I have, it's not age-related because I remember, back when I had a band, Scrotum, you know this band I had?
Yes.
I have this song, Club Scene, that's about how you can't hear a damn word anybody's saying. And
I don't know that one.
I never played it for anybody.
How does it go?
What?
Let's hear it.
How does it go?
What?
Let's sing it.
Club Scene.
No, that was it. What?
What the hell did you just say?
What?
We're on the Club Scene.
What? What?
That's the whole song. What?
It's profound.
I'm sure. All your songs are.
Yes, they are.
As we know.
Yeah. Actually, you probably want to, if you want to hear some profound writing, check out Vaughn DeWizard. Anyway.
We should, let's thank people for attending Winterland. Yeah. Michelle and her promotions department.
And it was great to see Rebecca.
Uh-huh.
And Ron.
And Ron. And the Marines, of course.
Yes, the
Reardon
Marines.
And his gang.
God, they look younger every year to me.
They are.
It's like we used to be like around their age, and now they're just
I think they bring in fresh-faced kids.
I'm like, wow, the military is for young people.
I was gonna say they haven't solved the aging problem; they're just new.
Yeah, looking sharp though.
Yeah, so they filled up a few vans of toys.
They did. I heard them talking about like the logistical problems of getting the awesome amount of donations that came in. So
good for them.
Cash. They collected a lot of cash, too. Good. And then Fremont Bank is going to put some money forward. So I think we'll get a check probably later this week for Fremont
Bank. Well, they were going to match $5,000.
Yeah,
and,
so...
the gift center people were there. So they
love them.
They're so, oh my
Those
God.
Ladies are so
we
nice.
Got all, did you, oh, you didn't maybe see any, they tried to get pictures of us with the lights on us, you know, on
I
stage.
Didn't see the jewelry.
Oh man, we were dripping.
What did you guys have with, on?
We had like all these necklaces and bracelets.
I got a pic for you.
Did you look like gangster Vinny? I was picturing Vinny with a gold chain.
He looked actually quite delicate.
No, looked like a Martha is what I looked like.
He had a long diamond necklace on, just like covered in diamonds. But then he had this one that was like a choker that had all these little drippy things coming off it. I'm like, damn, that's pretty.
Vin. Wow. Hold on. Let's see. Vinny's got he's bringing it in there, Yuzi. Yuzi, by the way, do not cough on any of us.
She
has the worst sounding cough.
Oh my God, I love
Watch.
It. That is so cool.
Jules,
I love it. Oh my God, I would love
oh,
to
yeah,
buy
I had
that.
A ring on every finger.
Did you really?
Yeah, giant rings on
oh
every finger.
Oh my gosh.
It was
I love
so,
it.
They just put it, but they were so, you could tell that they were just like, okay, be careful. And because I couldn't get the rings
all the way.
Did you
guys have like security guards or anything like that?
No, but they did have like, you know, the two girls, and then it seemed like there were people that were. Sort of hovering. I didn't really ask.
Maybe they were undercover.
Maybe. I don't know. But it was,
How fun.
I was afraid that I'd be like, hey, everyone, and all the rings would fly off my finger.
You know what? That area in particular is not, I don't feel at risk there at all.
You mean on Knob Hill?
Yeah, where you park from parking into the building and from the building
it's a good
back
area.
To parking.
It is.
You don't have... I think they were able to get in and out without much concern. That's
right.
My point.
Yeah.
I didn't have to trip.
They had almost $2 million worth of diamonds.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know how much we had on personally, but
goodness.
It was a lot. They couldn't get this bracelet off me. It took them like 5 minutes. I'm like, it's just, you know, it's all right. I'll keep it.
Oh, man. Sounds awesome.
I'm trying to find the clasp for it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many times I have to... Learn the hard way that Jane knows how to pick stuff, but damn it, man, Kesha, I didn't give her any credit.
Yeah, oh, no, I just didn't expect to. I mean, I like her. I like some of her songs and stuff, but she came on and just blew our freaking doors off.
Ah, oh, that's fantastic.
It was. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, so the Golden Globes nominees are rolling out at some point.
Yeah,
here.
There's a. I gave you kind of a partial list.
Oh,
Let
did
me see
you?
If I could find a full list going
All right.
on right here.
So we'll have that today, and.
We
I
got
want to
a
talk
lot
about
of
Survivor too. If you watched,
oh,
this.
I just printed
did.
Out. Maria just sent an email.
Oh, okay, great.
So I'll
yes,
give that to you right
that.
Now. We have a lot of contests today.
Oh, do we? All
yeah.
right. Well, oh, nothing right now. Let's just get going. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.